You come for justice.
But stay for the league.
We did. We stayed for the league to the end of the show. We did it.
Nice job, everybody.
Yeah. I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, but we're not doing science today.
No.
But with me, as always,
it's Kenny Wendorski.
We're doing our totally unscripted, super awkward, barely edited.
It's your favorite recap game?
Yeah. It's my favorite. I barely have to edit it. Not that I've been doing much editing of the last couple of episodes. It's been, you know. But you know what I realized? I forgot to mention when we were laying out the week by week of what the next couple of weeks are going to be. So it was going to be this. And then in 2 weeks, it'll be Red Hood.
Right.
And then Under the Red Hood. And then 2 weeks after that will be, and I measured it out too. I plotted it out on the calendar. That means that the pilot of Static Shock will land on my birthday again.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, so it's perfect. One, you know, full cycle. That's another right. year. But what I forgot to take into account was we said we were going to do a Control again.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do Jackie Chan Adventures. And I don't think we've decided, like the last couple of times we did it before fully jumping into the next thing. But the one, we didn't do that with Hammer Man.
No,
and we didn't do that with Mummies Alive. I think that was the one where we played the dice game.
That might have been, yes.
I don't know how we want to do it, but I sort of liked, maybe it's just because I'm excited to get to Static Shock, but I feel like waiting a couple of weeks into Static Shock and
you
then using
do the dice thing again?
Or something. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if we want to do dice again, but something else like that.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Well, maybe if our listeners have an idea, they could give us an idea.
Yeah, we'll throw it out there and see if we get any feedback there. But okay. I don't know. It's,
yeah, let's have a couple of statics before we throw in our random little side project.
Yeah, do some Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's going to be a pretty new one for both of us, I think.
This whole thing, Static and Jackie Chan, it's forbidden territory. Don't know. Don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. I have vague recollections of I would see some Static Shock. And, you know, the clips that I've been seeing have passed around on social media, too. Like, something about the art style. It's like, it was like when we watched the Zeta Project episodes of Batman Beyond. It's like, that looks different.
Makes sense.
It's not bad. It's just, it's clearly a different studio. Mm-hmm. The character designs are different. And I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
Well.
But, you know.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Something new.
Yeah. Something new. I listened to a book. I say listened because I don't read with work with paper anymore. No. I listen to audiobooks, but I re-listened to Super Black. Which is, it's a book about black superheroes, like through the ages.
Okay.
Talk about, you know, Black Panther, obviously, and Falcon.
Lightning, right?
Black Lightning was on Super Friends. Blade.
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Ooh, Bishop from the X-Men.
I don't think he talks about Bishop
at
all. Yeah, but it's Steel, he talks about, was the author was not a fan of the Shaquille O'Neal movie, but was a bigger fan of the comic book character. It's weird to listen to it now, though, because this book came out like right around the same time as, which summer was it? That it was like, it was the first Iron Man and the Dark Knight going head to head. Those were the two
like
big.
2009?
Oh, yeah.
Or 2008?
Yeah, right around 2008, 2009 was when this book came out.
Okay.
And so he's talking about all this stuff, and it's just insane to hear somebody talking about comic books and comic book movies. He has a whole chapter about the movie versions of a lot of these characters and doesn't talk about the MCU at all.
Yeah.
Because it didn't exist yet.
Nuts.
He talks a lot about Storm from the X-Men movies and the fact that Blade, Wesley Snipes, was so, you know, so popular in the theaters.
Dude, that first one is still...
Oh, yeah. That first one holds up.
I love that first one.
And that's another one that RoboCop and Die Hard. Never seen any of the sequels.
Well, with Blade, you're fine with just the one.
Yeah.
There are those that love two.
Yep.
A lot of people like that second one, I think, because Guillermo del Toro directed it.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I actually was kind of angry when I left the theater. I didn't care for it at all. It was too... It made the first one, it was hip and cool and sleek and sexy.
Yeah.
The second one, some of the fighting, it's very... it almost felt like wrestling.
Hmm.
It wasn't for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was also surprised, that's how I got onto that topic, is that he didn't talk about Static Shock nearly as much as I thought he would have.
Oh.
Especially considering that the introduction to the book, I believe, was written by Dwayne McDuffie, the Static Shock guy.
Huh.
I wonder, maybe like he thought it was a conflict of interests or something?
It could be.
But seems like that would have been a big thing to discuss, but... I don't know.
I bet you there's got to be other people out there, other podcasters who've probably tackled it.
Probably, but they won't be doing it with science, and neither will we.
I was about to say, are we doing it with science?
Nope. Although I did have an idea for that, too, because we have had folks on the Discord, bit.ly/landoftheblind, join us. We did have a couple of people on the Discord saying, we hear you, we understand. Hold on. This laboratory is not OSHA safe. the
lab dog almost tripped over a wire.
Yeah. what was I saying? Some people were saying on the Discord, like, we understand why you don't necessarily want to do the full science and rank them. We would like to have some kind of something. And I thought, what if instead of ranking each and every episode, if you and I each, and we can do it separately or together, I don't know, we just kept an eye out for what we consider our favorite episodes and each try to pick like a top five by the end. The podcast that I stole basically our entire format from until I stopped editing so much. And now we don't really follow the format much at all anymore. Yeah. But they would do informally their Mount Rushmore of Star Trek episodes.
Got it.
And the thing is, Mount Rushmore is not okay anymore. Mount Rushmore has been canceled. I don't know if you know.
I went there as a kid, but yeah. I was a kid. This is 96.
Yeah. So. Turns out it wasn't okay for us to roll in and just carve a bunch of our white-ass president's faces.
I remember they were making a Crazy Horse statue.
But
this was... Is it done? Maybe? Yes.
If you went as a kid, I would have gone more recently than you did. Because this was with my brother, Kenny. So that'll tell you how long ago it was. Yeah, it was a couple years before he passed. But we went to the Crazy Horse Memorial first. So this would have been 10 years ago, I think. And it's not been finished. It was probably farther along than when you saw it.
Yeah.
But we had in our heads like, oh, well, we'll go to this unfinished Crazy Horse Memorial first because we don't want it to get upstage. You know, if we saw it after Mount Rushmore, might not seem as cool. And instead it was the other way around. We went to Crazy Horse first. It's like, whoa, that's huge.
I think that, yes, as I recall, it's an actual horse and he's on it.
Yeah. It's not just like they've finished the horses, at least when I was there, the horse's head and... most of the bust of the man.
Okay.
But I guess the plan is for it to be like in, not just a face, but a full horse dude statue the size of a mountain.
Mm.
And this has been going on since shortly after, like a couple 20, 30 years after Mount Rushmore was completed. Yeah. They got one of the original creators of Mount Rushmore to work on it. But this is, unlike Mount Rushmore, which was a government-funded project, this is done by the Lakota Sioux, who, you know, these are kind of their sacred hills.
Yes.
And they were kind of pissed off about, you just going to roll in and fuck up our hills?
Yeah.
Put a
bunch of four white dudes? We don't really...
Yeah. if Virgil Hawkins, our sweet streetwise young African American gentleman who we'll be watching in a couple weeks here, if he did that on the side of a Target, you'd call it graffiti. But you do it on our sacred fucking hills, and it's cool.
It's a monument, man.
Yeah. So, but they decided to do one for Crazy Horse for their hero that they wanted historical figure they wanted to honor, and it's huge and it's elaborate and it's awesome. And they've been offered federal funding several times to help complete it. And they've said, no, fuck you. We don't want your white government money. It's funded entirely by private donations. It's super inspiring. And went from that to see Mount Rushmore. And it's like, I mean, that's okay. But it's not as big. And the story isn't nearly as impressive.
I remember there's a bunch of flags as you're walking up the sidewalk, like all the flags. And I remember the eyes were cool because it seemed like the eyes were watching you no matter if you went left or right.
Yep. What? Justice League.
Justice League. Well, now that we have finished this part,
yes,
I can say I get where a lot of people love this cartoon. Of the cartoons we have watched, this one was probably my least favorite.
Yeah, I think this... I would have a hard time choosing between this and Batman Beyond.
Diminishing returns.
Yeah. Yeah, like still fun to be had there, but something, you know, you broaden your focus to an ensemble, and I think that was a good change. I think they had to do, you can't just like, well, I say that. You can't just have a one focused on exactly one superhero anymore. It's been done a million times. Well, that's also what we're going to do when we go back to Static Shock, which was running largely concurrently with this show. Mm-hmm. But you definitely lose a little bit of focus.
A lot of this was the padding.
Yeah. The format.
It was hard for us.
Yeah.
I had a difficulty summing up a lot of these episodes because... It's a lot of it is just punch, punch, punch.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think the episodes that really benefited from that longer runtime were outnumbered by the ones that were just, I guess Flash and JJ got to fight a snake now at a Mayan temple because we got 44 goddamn minutes to fill. Yeah.
But then there were some bangers in there. Yep. I enjoyed the Samurai Jack episode. And I like the dystopian 1984.
Yeah, that's number one. Yeah. Brave. Hold on, I'll pull up the list here. I won't edit out the time it takes me to do it like I usually do. You guys get to sit here and listen to me do that in real time. No, Science Machine, that's not the list. That's my email. I just got a new Science Machine, which is not my phone. Can't stress enough how much the Science Machine
is
a very different device than my phone. But I did get a new phone, and I'm not sure. A Better World. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That was cool.
That was a good one.
And, you know, there were some that weren't that high up, but I still kind of had a slight boner for it. Enjoyed War World. That was kind of fun for me.
That was fun. I remembered wrong with A Better World, too, because I was talking it up when we did that one. I kept saying, everything that happens here pays off. And some stuff will still pay off. I had forgotten that in Starcross, they crashed the original Watchtower.
Okay.
Because in A Better World, they were retrofitting it with all kinds of weapons. And we're going to... Spoilers. Mild spoilers. When we get back for Justice League Unlimited, we're going to have a new Watchtower.
Okay.
But I... And it's going to be better armed than that one. I had forgotten that I thought that the weapons on the new Watchtower were the ones that the Justice Lords installed when they took over briefly. But yeah, I'm curious, speaking of spoilers, if I spoiled too much for you, because there were a couple of times when we were talking about Hawk Girl where I had to be like, I know some stuff that's going to happen later.
No, everything is a surprise to me. So okay, good. I have not been, so far so good.
Okay, good, good. But I also, there have been things that that folks in the Discord, bit.ly/landoftheblind, a couple of folks pointed out to me that I was remembering getting jumbled, because I remembered another really good Royal Flush episode, and somebody corrected me. No, Ben, you are thinking of a scene, an isolated scene that did not take up a whole episode, but it was such a good scene that your mind is like expanding on it. I'm like, shit, you're right.
Okay.
Cause yeah, another mild spoiler. Very late in Justice League Unlimited, we're gonna get an episode that is basically. They basically made another episode of Batman Beyond.
Oh, cool.
And just put it in there. Like, I think it was one of those things where I think Unlimited lasted 13 episode seasons, I think. And I'm pretty sure they thought they were canceled at the end of season one or season two. I mean,
oh.
So it was one of those like, okay, last chance. We kind of ended Batman Beyond on just a random episode, so we're going to make the finale that we wish we could have made to that show.
Okay.
And then they had to, yeah, warning for the future, that third season, might have been four, I don't know, but the last season of Justice League Unlimited, it's very clear that they used up all their good ideas and then got surprise renewed for a final season they didn't think they were going to get. And so it's not bad, but it's very... Yeah, we really don't know how to follow up what we just did.
Got it. I see.
But you know, the DCEU ended on Aquaman 2.
Yeah,
so, you
which
know.
I guess is one of the higher grossing ones in recent years.
Yeah.
I read an article about that. Still not the highest, but just in the past 5 years, it's the one that did... The best question mark?
Question mark? Yeah.
So good for you guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't watched one since shoot.
I think the last
Wonder Woman 84. That was
the
last one.
Yep. Yeah, me too. Come to think of it. Yeah. So I thought for a second, I'm like, was it Batman versus Superman? Was that the last one
that
I
was
watched?
Before.
But no, because was that That was before even the first Wonder Woman, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember that in my mind, that's the last one I watched, because that's the one that I watched and said, nope, I'm checked out, I'm done. But I guess I watched a few more after that, because I watched both the Wonder Womans and the first Shazam.
Yeah, I like that Shazam. The first one was... It was a fun holiday, Christmassy kind of vibe to it.
And that's the thing. All the good ones were the ones that had the least to do with like the shared universe crossover everything. It's like, no, let's make a movie.
God bless them. They're going to try it.
Yeah.
They're going to try it again.
God damn.
And you know what? I'll see it. But I feel like our interest in these expanded timelines are kind of feeling it as much as we used to.
That's a lot of movies for me anymore. Like, you just texted me the trailer for the next Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch the last Ghostbusters, even though everybody says it's just fine. It is between just fine to quite good is the what I hear. And I'm just like, I'm good.
Yeah. That's okay.
Just anymore hearing... Like, they keep talking about things... I counted it up at one point. They have had 10 announced Star Wars movies since Revenge of the Sith.
I know they got a Rey one that they actually got the actress to come back for. Daisy Ridley.
Yeah. They've announced that. They've announced the Patty Jenkins one.
Yeah, that got...
Yep. The Game of Thrones guys were supposed to get a trilogy
that got
canceled.
Rian Johnson was supposed to have another.
I don't know if they've officially canceled that one or if they're just trying to get everybody to forget they ever said anything about it.
It's not gonna happen.
Lando was supposed to get a solo movie, which I think they're currently saying maybe that's gonna be a Disney Plus series now.
I will say Donald Glover did a good job as Lando.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I haven't seen that one or I saw it and I was just really, really wasted in it.
I always get tomatoes thrown at me, so I'm going to get my shield up and I kind of liked Solo. Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, lots of people liked it okay.
I liked Solo and I liked Force Awakens. Those were my two of the new ones. That was the two that I enjoyed the most.
Lots of people liked... When Rogue One came out, I remember nobody liking it. And it seems like lots of people have flipped the script on that one.
I'm not a big fan of that one.
It's just...
Special effects were cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was visually, it was a pretty movie, but Pop quiz, name one character from that movie.
Yeah.
That's a trick question. There are no characters in that movie.
Well, what's his face got his own show.
Yeah.
So.
Which is supposed to be good. That's supposed to be one of the...
But, I checked out of Star Wars pretty much right after the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I watched...
The Mandalorian Season 2, but I didn't watch Season 3 because everyone told me it was bad.
Yep.
So I cut my losses and ran.
Yeah, ditto. I watched the first season and I liked it a lot. I watched the second season and I enjoyed it, but it got to the end and the big climactic thing at the end was... Guys, it's young CGI Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
Is this what you want?
Yeah.
Is that? And I'm like, no, actually, I like these new characters. For once, you made new characters that stood on their own and didn't need to lean on decades old nostalgia. And if you don't have enough confidence in those characters to let them be the stars of their own show, I think I'm out.
Little Grogu.
Yep.
That's his name, goes off with Luke. I was kind of like, this seems like a natural ending.
Yep.
They both part ways. He was a good caretaker. He's off to learn the Force. That seemed like a good ending point for me.
Yep, but then they realized they got nothing else going on, and apparently they have reversed that in an episode of the Boba Fett show, which nobody likes.
The first season, watched it, and then that was enough for me.
Yep.
And just... Yeah. Justice League.
Justice League. I think this is the least on topic we've ever been, and that's okay. It's all staying in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have much to say anymore about Justice League.
I mean, we're...
I'm glad that we did it, and I'm looking forward to Justice League Unlimited, but there were a bunch of swing and misses here.
Yeah, there was, like, even looking through at some of the standouts. I mean, Starcrossed was, you know, we just did that one. We said a bunch about it, sitting at our number two, but I mean, that's a great episode. That is, it is a little unfortunate that now it's going to be another year before we have to, but I'm excited about Static Shock too.
It'll be an exciting, something to look forward to in the future.
Yeah. Also, I remember those first couple of episodes of Unlimited being not great. So it's also like, I remember some really cool stuff coming up. I also remember, hey, who's psyched for fucking Hawk and Dove? If you know who that is.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of... We got all these characters.
That's what I'm getting the vibe with. Every time James Gunn gets on the announcement, he's like, I'm going to put in... And then he'll name, like, Mr. I'm going to make up a guy. Mr. Blammo. Or Lady Deathpeak or something. I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, but they're all... You can look them up on the DC Wiki. They all do exist.
And I'm sure there's some fans out there that are like, yeah, that guy. I remember that guy. And I'm going to be the one schmuck who's like, who are you talking about? But more power to him.
Yeah, it's... there's a lot of that. We'll get some Shazam. There is, I think Shazam makes an appearance.
Did you ever see, it was a bunch of mini DC shorts in one collection. They did this before the direct-to-DVD movies.
Okay.
And they would have little 10-minute shorts. They compiled them all into one DVD. And the main one was Superman fighting Black Adam, and Shazam was introduced. That was cool. If you can check that one out, I have it on hard copy.
Okay.
But I think it's on HBO Max.
All right.
That one's cool. They also have Jonah Hex. Mm-hmm. They have the Spectre. There's might be a couple of others in there that I can't off the top of my head think of. But the Shazam, Superman, Black Adam one, that was pretty good.
Okay.
It was an origin story for Shazam that Superman just happened to be like...
Gotcha. Like,
hey, kid.
Yeah, I think we are going to get Jonah Hex again. I think there's another...
That was a cool one, too.
Yeah, that was... that was way back in Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a time travel episode, and he does get to show up again.
Okay.
Who else? Stargirl!
Stargirl.
Supergirl, but she has a staff.
Wait, she got her own show! Yeah.
She did! I didn't see it.
I didn't see
it. Sorry, Stargirl. The Question, he's going to be in the mix.
Okay.
Black Canary, Green Arrow. So
I know them.
So yeah, well it's going to be a real who's who.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Well. I think this might be a short recap, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
I think we could belabor this point, or we could tell you, show up in 2 weeks.
Yes.
When we actually have something to talk about.
I'm very excited for it. It's
Under the Red Hood.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but goddamn, it's up there.
I remember I've only watched it once at your birthday party that
yeah,
one year.
Yeah, that was decades ago.
Yep. And I enjoyed it, but it was also one of those, like, this is almost but not quite the version that I have a lot of attachment to.
I appreciate that, and yeah. I do understand. I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's, is it... That one's John DiMaggio is the Joker, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And Bruce Greenwood is Batman.
Okay.
And Jensen Ackles from Supernatural is the Red Hood.
Okay. All right.
From there, it's a little fuzzy.
All right.
Oh, what's his face? NPH. Neil Patrick Harris. He's Nightwing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and he does a good Nightwing.
Nice, nice. Yeah, it'd be nice to see some Nightwing again, because also, I think I might have mentioned this before, don't get excited about seeing any Nightwing, because you will... That's it.
Okay.
I remember as Justice League Unlimited was bringing in all of these obscure characters on the forums, everybody, what's Nightwing doing? What's Nightwing doing? And anytime Bruce Timm or Paul Dini or any of them got interviewed about it, they're like... Yeah, but there are 50,000 characters, and we already gave you guys a lot of Nightwing. So, yeah, we're not saying we'll never bring them back, but not unless we have a real good idea. And spoilers, they never brought them back.
All right.
So, but we'll get Nightwing in 2 weeks.
Cool.
With Under the Red Hood. Meantime, Kenny, can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can try.
If you want.
I'm on Wiseki TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. How about you, Ben?
I'm at twitch.tv/BenCrayton. I'm trying to stream more often, but my internet is not cooperating.
For real?
Yeah, the internet's stupid out here. But, you know, when it works, I just finished Final Fantasy Tactics, which you would hate.
Yeah, that doesn't...
No.
Hey, speaking of which, fans really want, you know, Tekken, that fighting game?
Oh, yeah.
They really want, what's her face from Final Fantasy VII?
Oh, Tifa, yeah.
They really want her in there, and I guess the creator's like, I know you want her. It's not going to happen, though. Sorry.
Well, Tekken's Namco, I think.
I don't know. I never got into Tekken. Yeah. I was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, see, I was Soul Calibur, which is kind of like the Tekken sister series.
Right.
And... A couple of, there's one or two characters that have been in both, but yeah. And that's the other thing too, is that Soul Calibur was always the series that had the guest characters.
Yeah.
I guess Mortal Kombat's done that. It's had like horror movie characters in it, right?
Yeah, they've had that. For this new one, they seem to have done the rated R comic book characters, like from Invincible, from The Boys, stuff like that. Peacemaker?
I think Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
That's a show.
John Cena.
Yeah. I can't see him in that role. That's the joke that people make.
I don't know wrestling.
I don't either, but that joke has managed to percolate into my
brain. He's been in a few movies I've seen. He's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
He was in Bumblebee, and I enjoyed that.
Everybody says Peacemaker's real good. I have no interest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I saw him in the Suicide Squad.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
The James Gunn directed one.
Yep.
He was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Under the Red Hood next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We go tight 28 minutes.